This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَيُضْرَبُ الصِّرَاطِ Then Allah puts a sirat, a bridge from that piece of land. There's that pit or that valley or that hole all the way to the end, which is Jannah, that sirat. Let's explain. What is this sirat? How does it look like? Do we have a description? Yes, we do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sirat is so sharp like a sword. SubhanAllah, كَحَدِّ السَّيْفِ, authentic. Then he says, it's slippery. ضَحْدٌ what? مَزِلَّ. So when people put their feet, it's slippery. So the friction is almost non-existent to some. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's filled with spikes, thorns, tongues, hooks. What is that? All is attached to that bridge. It's quite scary, quite terrifying. This is one of the positions where the prophets are silent. And all what they do is what? Ya Rabbi Sallim, Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Sallim. Ya Allah, your safety, your safety. Your... It's a very terrifying position that we have to cross that sirat. Khatatif, kalalib, hasak, thorns, all these things. Then the prophet says, no one knows the size of each hook except Allah, illallah. What is it there for? The prophet says, ma'muratun bi-akhdhi man umirat bih. This hook is there for a specific individual, for a specific sin. Those who might have done this sin, this hook is for you as you pass by. There's no way out of it. You will get struck because of that. Tab, how do I know what will happen to me? Very simple. The sirat sounds familiar. The word sirat sounds familiar. Where do you read it? Sirat al-ladina an'amta. You read it 17 times a day. Every single day you ask, Ya Allah, guide me to the straight path. So your path in this life will be reflected on the path over the hellfire. So you determine how fast you go. You determine how much light you need. You are your own man. You are your own boss. May Allah make it easy. Say ameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, sirat, what's sirat? Sirat al-mustaqim, which is a straight line. And a straight line is the shortest line. It's shorter than a wiggly line, correct? Between two points. I know it's math and it's Friday night, so forgive me, all right? Sirat al-mustaqim. So even being on that path easily, it's not as complicated as people make it to be, because it's sirat mustaqim, a straight path. Sirat mustaqim, yes, because as we walk in life, there are hooks in this life. There are thorns in this life. There is a curtain, the Prophet explained. There will be curtains on each side, not in the bridge over hell, but in our lives. You walk on your path to God, there will be curtains from the outside, they are beautiful. Behind the curtains, it is disturbingly haram and wrong. And if you open the curtain, you will fall into the depth in a way that it's hard to come back again. So this curtain, for example, which is the path of life, it will show outside, for example, have fun. Looks nice. It's pink, red, have fun. But behind it is what? Drink alcohol. Party. So they change the wording to make it seem simple. You want to... drink? Drink. Sounds simple. Drink. But what is it that they mean with drink? SubhanAllah. Right? Forgive me. He made out with that. It's made it simple. When you made the word simple, you make the action seem simple. So it's all a trick. May Allah forgive us. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So they have all these curtains. So the Prophet tells us, in this world, as you're about to be going to the curtain, there is a collar at the end of that path. I don't see it. You will feel it. The Prophet says, there's a caller that says, لا تلجهو, don't go, don't open the curtain, don't open the curtain, because if you open, you will fall. Who's that caller? Your consciousness. The Prophet says, the thing that Allah inserted in your heart, it will go off, the alarm will go off. You're not supposed to be watching this. Delete it, cancel it. No one is in the house, but you're yelling from the inside. What's so sad is we try to shut it down. Be quiet. You try to justify, well, everybody does that. Well, at least I'm watching it. I'm not in it. I'm not doing what they're doing. And we start to justify. May Allah make it easy for us. Ya Rabbal Alameen, forgive us. So be very careful. So that's the sirat. Let's see how the sirat is. Yalla, bismillah. Are you ready? How's the first step? You slipped already. I slipped. La, bismillah. May Allah make it easy. May Allah not make us slip. The brother, how far is it? If the depth is 70 years, how is the width? Allahu A'lam. So what do I need? You need two things. Believe it or not, it's really dark. What? It's dark, pitch black, dark. So I need a lot of light, and I want to go fast. So if you want to combine both, you need the speed of light. Speed of light, as much as you possibly can, you want to cross. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, an announcer makes an announcement. Everyone, go ahead. You will have to attempt to cross. One of the Sahaba used to cry every time he reads that verse. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Fantastic. Allah says in the Quran, everyone will have to attempt to cross. Whenever that man reads it, may Allah be pleased by him, he cries. So they say, why you keep crying? He said, because God said everyone will attempt to cross. But he never said everyone will make it to the end. And that's a companion, subhanAllah. Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiallahu anhu. So be hopeful, but also be fearful. Yalla, bismillah, how much light do you have? The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says the amount of light that you will have will be in accordance ala qadri a'malihim. Nurak ala qadri a'malak. How much good deeds do you have? How much good you've done? That's the amount of light that you will have. Yalla, bismillah, let's proceed. Some people are walking. Some people are able to run. Some people run as much as the light that they're given. How much light is there? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, some people's light is as big as a mountain. Ya Allah, so far away. May Allah make us having full light. You guys want full light? Full light. A to Z? You tell me how. We want light. We want action. We don't want to just say these things and move on. I want light. I need light so bad. Yalla, bismillah. You want light too. How? Go ahead, bismillah. Prayer, you are right, but I want someone to decorate that answer more. Sunnah, close. Huh? The five pillars, fantastic, try. Good deeds, huh? Bismillah. Wudu, a light, fantastic, go ahead. Maybe reading some verses, great, fantastic. Huh? Okay, last one, your turn. Praying on time, fantastic. So it's quite similar, correct, but there was going to decorate a little bit. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ready? He says, Bashiril Mashain. Give the good news to those who go. Go where? And when? Those who go to pray during the dark hours to pray, which is what? Fajr and Isha, specifically. If you're able to pray Fajr on time and Isha on time, and we will pray Isha tonight at 9:30, inshallah, after the session, we will be able to guarantee that light. May Allah grant us light, Amir Rabbil Alameen. Do you see the connection or no? Do you see the connection? You walked at the dark. You woke up and you barely saw anything, right? And you got up for God. And God will pay you back by giving you full light on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. No pain, no gain. So bismillah, we're about to proceed. What's the speed like? The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, some people will go as fast as a blink of an eye. May Allah grant us the fastest. The whole duration, blink of an eye. Done. You made it. Allahu Jannah. You'll open. Don't open Jannah yet. You have to wait. Who will it open to? And open for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to stand. MashaAllah alayhi, just wait. Someone comes, speed of light comes. How fast is speed of light? About 300,000 meters per second, right? Approximately. Forgive me for the nerd mode. But labas. Just to give you a feel. Some people will go karih, like a very strong wind. Some people will go like they're on a horseback riding. You're fast, but destination, right? And some people, what? They are jogging. And some people are what? Walking. And some people are crawling. And some people are walking and they get struck by a thorn. Oh, what was that? That was the look that you gave. You were not supposed to look. Keep going. So they're going injured. Then another hook. What was that? That was the thing that you were supposed to pay zakah and such, but you never paid. You said, I give in charity. I don't know whatever it is. I don't want to complicate it. You keep walking. Oh, what was that? Well, you said it's not a big deal to wear modest clothing. Okay, then that's, may Allah make it easy for us. Say, I mean, every reflection of this life, you will know the hooks. May Allah make it easy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So then Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, makhdush. People get what? Scratched really, really bad. And some are about to fall. As they're about to fall, they now cling to it. So I don't want to fall, because what's there? Hellfire. So they fall. What's the bridge? What's the type? How is it? It's slippery and sharp. I want you to imagine someone, as they're about to fall, someone comes and grabs them. I got you. Allah, who's that person? Who's that thing? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, there's two things only next to the bridge. Focus with me, Allah, make it easy. The trust, amana. Anything you're entrusted for. I was entrusted to prepare the session. You were entrusted to, for example, fulfill your tasks at work. Some of us are entrusted to raise children. Everyone has a trust. So all the trusts are in one side of the bridge. The other side is a specific trust. What is it? Family relationships, your ties of kinship. Who does it include? Help me. Who is in the ties of kinship circle? Someone in this left side. Tell me one group. Go ahead. Brothers, you said? Okay, parents. Fantastic. Parents, mom and dad, definitely. Who else? Go ahead. Okay, brothers and sisters, but we're talking about blood relationship. Ties of kinship is specific. So, ready for this? Bismillah. So there's multiple circles. I'll tell you one. Try to keep it in mind. So anytime you hear the ties of kinship, it usually includes the following. Mother and father, son and daughter, brother and sister, niece and nephew, maternal, paternal aunt, maternal, paternal uncle. Fair enough? That's your ties of kinship. The closer, the more rights they have over you. Fair enough? So I want you to imagine someone is going and someone is walking. You can have good scenario, you can have bad scenario. And it includes the grandparents as well, grandfather and grandmother, from both mom and dad's side. As they're crossing, imagine someone's doing great. Allahu Akbar, I'm so fast. And then grabs. What do you think you're going? What do you mean? You went and did everything to the whole world, but when I told you as your mom to help me, you said, no, wait. You helped that Islamic center. You helped Mish'arif go to this volunteer. You went to the protest. You went to go build this masjid. You went to a sponsor orphan trip to Kenya. You did all that. Habibi, throw the garbage. Yo. Subhanallah. Yo, then come. May Allah protect us. Say ameen. Someone else comes on the opposite end. Maybe they messed up here. They messed up there. But they were so good to their grandparents. Allahu Akbar. Messed up. Then imagine that ties of kinship. Allah will put it as a form and comes and holds you. You know what? You would have fell, but thank you for that day where you helped me. Thank you for that day where you aided me. Come, go back on track. Ya Allah, go to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make it easy for us. Say ameen. So people go. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, then the believers are going. The higher up you are, the faster. Then slower. And who is now at the back trying to follow? The munafiqun. The munafiqun, as they're trying to go, their light was dependent on the believers. So they had zero light. So who will they walk with? The believers. The believers went. Right? Wherever they go behind. No light. So all of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees how the believers now are going fast. The hypocrites cannot go as fast because I'm depending on you. Have you ever driven in a fog situation? It's really, really bad, right? So as they're walking, they tell the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ The day, the hypocrites from the men and the women, what do they say? They say to the believers, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ Hold on, don't go too fast, wait, we want to take some of the light that God has given you. What will the believers tell them, sarcastically, قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ go back, فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا Go back, get your light. Go back, get your own light. Because now the believers, they were being betrayed in the dunya. The believers did not know they were hypocrites, by the way. But now their judgment, it exposed faces. Just like how the war in Gaza exposed people. That war, as bad as it was, as much bloodshed that took place, as much life that it brought. As much life and light it brought to the world. Everybody was shown at their true colors, yes or no? Right? And you realize there are people on earth that are above every law. Yes or no? And they will say on public television, in front of the camera, the way I'm looking at it, and more cameras, and this says, even if the ICJ, International Court of Justice, says don't, or it's a genocide, we'll continue until we free our whatever, whatever. Yes or no? So all that stuff is now shown. Even the people who claim to be Muslim, and try to support, now their true colors are also presented. May Allah protect us. And that's one of the many benefits of trials and tribulations. Your true color becomes visible, not just to the people, but also to your own self. You realize, man, I was weaker than I thought. Yes or no? So you benefit from your failure, so you can go and jump to the next level bi-idhnillah. So then the believers tell the hypocrites, oh, I thought you were with me the whole time. Go get your own light. Irji'u faltamisu nura. When the hypocrites want to look back, what light are you talking about? When the hypocrites, they look back, what happens? Curtain, close. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. When they look back to see what light they're talking about, and they look back, God put a wall. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. So from the end of the believers, that side of the door or the wall is mercy. It's like more blessings to the believers. وَظَاهِرُهُ, as from the other end, which the hypocrites can see, what is it? قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. So now the hypocrites, can they see? Nothing. Can they get the light? Nothing. But they can talk. So now the hypocrites are on that sirat. They can't move. I can't see anything. يُنَادُونَهُمْ. They call out loud. أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Were we not with you? So the believers, as they're going, they're talking to them. Allah saving them. Don't think, let's just go. No, they need to feel that pain that they caused. Because the difference between an enemy that is clear and a hypocrite is that the enemy stabs you on your chest. So you know they're enemies. You're careful when they walk to your house. You're careful. You don't even want them to step out into the house. And you're aware of your children. Don't be friends with this enemy. It's clear. They stab you from the front. The munafiq eats in your house. Has dinner in your house. Befriends your children. That munafiq says, I love you. But they hate you. That munafiq abuses you. That munafiq uses you. That munafiq destroys you. And all time you thought they are with you. They stab from the back. So then they say, were we not with you? So they say, yes. You actually were. You guys were. قَالُوا بَلَى. However, فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You failed. Every test came on your way. And you people said, we'll give you this amount of money, but quiet. Do this and we'll vote for you. Do that and we'll give you this raise. Whatever the case is, you were so scared of your boss, you gave up Jumu'ah. You're going to go to Allah that you gave up Jumu'ah for Mr. This or Mrs. That. May Allah make it easy for us. Say ameen. You're not ashamed in front of Allah, but you're ashamed in front of the manager. Subhanallah. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. And you guys were so bad. The munafiqeen are being told this and now they're very embarrassed. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. You guys, and this, you ask a question. What's their qualities? They're telling us. So yalla, you and I, we should wake up. So the trait of a munafiq, tarabbastum. What does that mean? These hypocrites, there are ways that they are, their color shows, but they try to hide it. They cannot wait for you to fall. The moment you fall, you expect comfort, love, care. No. They go against that. You thought they'll be the first ones to be next to you. They were the last ones next to you. Tarabbastum. You were eager for our demise. You were happy for our destruction. وَرْتَبْتُمْ. And you always doubted God. You never had care to that religion. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْآمَانِ. And you were fooled by the false hope. Until when? حَتَّى جَاءَ وَتْ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until Allah's judgment has come. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And you fell for the biggest deceiver. Who is it? Shaytan. May Allah protect us. Then they say, فَالْيَوْمِ. As for today, خلاص. لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Today, whatever money you give is meaningless. Whatever you want to give up, it has no value. Because what do they say? All the money I got, all the status I received, all the attention I was going after, I will give it all up. Just make me continue. No. Allah says something to them. Allah says, would you give up the whole world not to fall into hell? They say, yes, I'll give up the whole world. Allah says, I asked you for a lot less and you didn't give it up. So why wait? Why wait? To request, can I give you up? Can I give up everything? When now you can give up a few things that you can bear. May Allah make it easy. Can we not give up a little bit of our time to pray, inshallah, tomorrow Fajr, inshallah? Can we not? Can we not just give up a little bit, maybe some food in Ramadan, inshallah? Can you not give up some of your money to go pay zakah? Can you not give up some of your time to take a class online that is reputable about zakah? Can we not, inshallah? Can we not? Yes, it's hot. I'm sweating. May Allah make it easy for the sisters. Ameer Rabbil Alameen. But can we not sacrifice a little bit of sweat, right? The heartbeat goes up. Alhamdulillah, there's a HIIT program, all that stuff. All the calories, there's khair. Can we just struggle with that, inshallah? Is it not worth to sacrifice, yes or no? Bismillah. So now they're going. So the believers tell them, مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. This is it. you're going to hell and there's no way out of it. This moment you can confirm. This moment you can confirm. Brothers and sisters, we're reaching the end. I spoke about the good than the bad in the scale. I spoke about the good than the bad in the bridge, you noticed. But now I want to switch it up. I'll speak about the bad than the good to end on a good note, inshallah. Let's talk about the one who fell. Can we talk about the one who fell? I told you earlier in the session, I'll give you two disclaimers. I gave you the first one about the Christians and the Jewish and the other people, right? Someone asked me a good question. What about atheists? Everybody worships something, by the way. Everyone worships something. Well, no, you worship yourself. Okay? It's not my words. Allah said that. اتخذ إلهه هوا. Some people, they worship their desires. Whatever. No one tells me what to do. I do whatever I want. So you follow your own. Bismillah. May Allah protect us. Right? People, we need to have someone, supreme being, to tell us the right from the wrong. So the second disclaimer is what we'll talk about. It is intense. It is terrifying. It is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is severe punishment. It almost feels there's no mercy. But we'll talk about the mercy to balance things out at the end. Fair enough? Because the same God, the same one who says, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, I forgive the sins, I accept your apology. The same verse, شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ, I punish pretty bad. Same one. Then God says, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ, Allah says, I know what I created. So this means He knows what content we need to hear. Allah says, I know what I created. So He has the manual that is best suitable for you. Fair enough? So some of us need to hear this and some of us need to hear that. And we have to be wise as how we approach things.